Mishnah Shavuos that Beis Medav talks about different inyanim that are Shaim Shein Arba, and it talks about the Maris Nagdaim are Shaim Shein Arba. Taisa says on the bottom Lamed that the proper Gersa is Maris Nagdaim Shnaim Shein Arba, not Shtaim Shein Arba, because Shnaim is Lashon Zachar, Shnaim is Lashon Akeva, and he says that Mar is Lashon Zachar, not Lashon Akeva, and therefore the Gersa should be Shnaim and not Shtaim. How do you know that Mar is Lashon Zachar? So it brings a right from the Pasuk in Sefer Shmais. It says it's a Mar HaGadol Hazeh, it says Gadol Nakadailis. That's right, that Mar is a Lashon Zachar and not a Lashon Akeva. The Rosh Hashanah over there, Esekash on Taisus, he says, why doesn't it arrive from the parsha of the Gam itself? It says over there, Mare Hanega Amuk Mar Basari. It says Lashon Amuk, not Amuka. And it's Mashma that it's a Lashon Zachar, not Lashon Akeva. Why do you have to bring a Raya from Shmais? And Bemisim is Mechamed to the Miri. The Miri himself brings this Raya from this Pasuk, and Mare Hanega Amuk Mar Basari. Similar Pasuk over there. And Mamash, the Raya that Rosh Hash says to bring. I think the Pshat and Taisus is, the reason why Taisus doesn't bring it is because the Pasuk and Shmais comes earlier. So Derech always to bring the earliest Pasuk, even though it's in the Parsha of Negaim, but you rather bring the earlier Pasuk rather than the later Pasuk. That's why he brings the Pasuk of Amar HaGadol HaZeh. It's interesting though that Rashi and Dafim Abayz, Rashi also says that the proper Gersa over here is Shnaim and not Shnaim, and he also says the Lashon Zachar, but he brings a whole different Raya. He brings a Raya from Sefer Yechezkel. It says, Mare HaNoiga Sabev Umar Dmus Kvayd Hashem. So that Lechara is a, so that's a Raya, that's Lashon Zachar. But the Shaz and Rashi, why does he have to go all the way to Sefer Yechezkel? Why not bring a Raya from Sefer Shmais or from Sefer Vayikra? But you see already that's a Lashon Zachar. Maybe Rashi held it's better to bring a Raya from the Lashon of Nevi'im, which is more carved to Lashon Ne'adam than Lashon of Chumash. And being that we're talking about the Lashon HaMishnais over here, so it's better to bring a Raya from Nevi'im than from Lashon of the Chumash itself. Al-Kapanim, that's a Hara on Rashi. But it's interesting that Achara, it's Arachim. Why did Rashi wait till Dafayim Abayis to say this this whole beer that Maris Nagayim means is a Lashon Zachar, not Lashon Akeva? Why didn't he speak it up right away in Dafayis like Taisus does? Achara, in the Mishnah, that's what you have to say. Why, you know, it's a Shnaim. Why is it Shnaim? That's not Shnaim. Rashi should say it right away. Why did he wait till Dafayim Abayis? And if you look on the side of the Gemara, on that Rashi, there's a Haggah from the Gilyan. And over there it says that this Rashi is a Shaykh Elba Mishnah. Really, this Rashi belongs in the Mishnah, and that's where, really where it belongs. Sometimes, you know, Rashis are out of place, but it really belongs in the Mishnah. But Lulei Dvarav, I would say that maybe Rashi Bedafka is there, and Rashi Bedafka wrote in Dafayim Beis, not in Daf Beis Medalef. And the Pshat is like this, that in the Mishnah Daf Beis Medalef, Rashi didn't feel a need to speak out that the proper Gersa is Shnaim, and not Shnaim, and Lashon Zachar, not Lashon Akeva. It's not, there's nothing really being Machriachit at that point. But Lefi, the way we have in Daf Hayam Abayis, Rashi needs to speak it out because the Gemara not only brings down the mission, but the Gemara brings down the mission in the Gaim. The mission in the Gaim says, Maris Nagayim Shnaim Shein Arba. And it continues, it brings the Hemshech of Beharis Azar Keshelech Shneelah Kesina Heichel. So over there, if Maris Nagayim, if the Gersa is Shnaim, which is Mashal Lashon Zachar, then we have a Kasha because right afterwards it says that Beharis Azar Keshelech, which is Lashon Akeva. If it's Lashon Zachar, it should be Az Keshelech, not Azar Keshelech. So Lechair, it's Lashon from there, that's Lashon Akeva, not Lashon Zachar. And Lechair, the Teretz is that over there it's going on the word Baharis, or the word Tzaras, not going on Mara, so that's why I use Lashon Akeva. Meshenkin Mara, Maris Nagayim, is Lashon Zachar. So Maris Nagayim is Shnaim because Lashon Zachar, but the Baharis itself is Azak Hashalik, that's Lashon Akeva. But being that over there, you have, the Gemara quotes the whole Mishnah Nagayim, that's why Rashi felt the need to speak out that it's Vidavka, it Taki is a Lashon Zachar, and don't be bothered with the fact that it says something later on because that Lamai said is Lashon Zachar. And that's what Rashi has to be warned over there. Meshing and Daf Beis, there's no hechich for Rashi to speak it out. Could be that's Rashi spoke it up with Daf over there. And Shuv Reisi in the Rashash, Daf Hei Beis, he pretty much says this pshat that that was the reason why Rashi spoke it up with Daf and Daf Hei and not on Daf Beis. But Lamai said that's how it comes out with the Rav of the Rishonim, that it's a Lashon Zachar, not Lashon Akeva. And the Meiri, who I mentioned before, brings the Rai of the Rashash. He also says, like the Rashash, maybe there's a chilik between Mar and Mar'ah. Maybe one is Nekeva, Lashon Zachar. And then he says that maybe there are. And maybe it's lav dafka bedikduk when it's lashon zachar lashon akeva, but if you write with the Rishonim, it's bedafka lashon zachar, not lashon akeva.